sailing for Rome. When it was decided that we should sail for Italy, they handed over Paul and the other prisoners into the care of an officer of the Augustan battalion named Julius. We boarded a ship of Adramyttium, bound for the Asian coasts, and we left accompanied by Aristarchus, a Macedonian from the city of Thessalonica. We sailed slowly for several days, and arrived with great difficulty at Cnidus. As the wind did not allow us to enter that port, we sailed for the shelter of Crete, with the Cape of Salmone within sight. We turned with difficulty and arrived at a place called Good Ports, near the city of Lasea. Time passed, and the crossing began to be dangerous. We had already celebrated the Feast of the Fast. Then Paul said to them, "Friends, I believe that it would not be very wise to proceed with our crossing, for we could lose not only the cargo and the ship, but also our lives." But the Roman officer relied more on the ship's captain and the owner of the ship than on the words of Paul. And as the port was not suitable for wintering, the majority agreed to set out from there in the hope of reaching the harbor of Crete called Phoenix, overlooking Africa and Chorus.